Well, you all know what a dynamite meeting it was last night. Well, that wasn't all. There was still more icing on the cake. And I got home and we were talking, and all the one members of the Fisherman Ministry know that I have a problem with, you know, my hearing. And I kept saying, excuse me, excuse me. Well, Richard was talking to me, and after the third, excuse me, he said, I've had enough of this. And he got up and he put his fingers in my ears and he prayed that my ears would be open and I'd be able to hear it again. And I have. And I praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Give her a cheer.
Glory to Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Now you won't have any problem sitting at the end of the table, right? Amen.
How you all doing tonight? That's the beautiful thing. It's a little something here. We were singing a song, and I heard something nice, and it sounded, I like it. And it's, I don't care what the devil's going to do.
Amen.
I don't care what the devil's going to do. I like that. I like that saying. Because there ain't nothing he can do to a spirit-filled Christian.
Amen.
You got the Lord on your side. There's nothing he can do. He can try, but it ain't going to happen. You got the Lord backing you up. You've got nothing to worry about. Not a thing. I like that. You like that?
Amen.
Amen. The Lord's been showing me a few things today. And that's the faith. And he wants you to have 100% faith in himself, in the Lord. You've got to come to that point, to have 100% faith in the Lord. And I says, Lord, I trust in you, Lord. I thought I had that. I thought I had this. And I was walking around. I got this pain in my foot. And wasn't sure if it was a spiritual battle, Satan trying to attack me and all of these happy things, and I'm praying over it. Nothing's happening. Lord, what's up? What did I do? Did I do something wrong, or are you testing me, and all of these things? And it all boiled down to this. I told the Lord I was going to dedicate myself to him. I was going to walk with him. I was going to let him show me his ways. Never mind my ways. And I thought that was fine. I thought that was fine. I got no problem with that. Lord, show me your ways. I'll do it. I got this wedding to go to. I said, okay, Lord, but I got to go to this wedding. Okay? Okay? After that, I'm all yours. So, you know, I'm praying about it. And this is one of my best friends I grew up with all my life. Needless to say, he's not a Christian. And I kept praying about it, and he was showing me what to do. He was telling me what to do. And I'm saying, not now. Not now. He don't want to hear this. Not now. You don't tell the Lord, not now. I found that out the hard way. So, yeah, I'm gimping. I'm making all kinds of noises, like a squeaky board and a nail. And finally, I prayed about this. So I said, okay, I'm going to call up my buddy. I'm going to give him a call today. And all night I was praying. As you know, I was praying to heal my foot. All I brought, we gathered together, heal that foot in the name of Jesus. Nothing happened. I started getting a little worried. Lord, why? Why me? You know, this hurts. And it was a decision that I didn't make yet. I didn't commit myself 100% to the Lord. I didn't. I thought I did. I thought it was fine with taking off one day. And what happened was I called this guy up. And I says, I was praying. And as soon as his fiance picked up the phone, she says, "Don't bother." Click. The weight jumped off my shoulders, and my foot instantly was healed. That's a pretty good teaching point on the Lord's behalf, I have to say. He made his point quite clear. And I've been praising the Lord all day for this. And I feel the Holy Spirit. Y'all feel the Holy Spirit here tonight? If you love the Lord, say, "Praise God."
Praise God.
Amen. Ricky.
Yes.
Can you sing us a song, Brother Rick?
What song? That's what I was also.
Jesus, I am. Give King Jesus a hand. Hallelujah.
Glory to you, Jesus.
Praise God. What did we learn last night? The Lord God of hosts lives where? In the praises of Israel. In the praises of his people. Lord God loves to hear praise. I mean, praise is like sugar water to the hummingbird. When God hears that praise, he just says, "Ooh, that's sweet. I got to get some of that." Amen. And he comes right over there and he just bathes in it. Because God created us to praise him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I feel that.
Praise you.
I feel that. God created us. Oh, man, there's a spirit on that. God created us. Hallelujah. And God don't create junk.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
He
Hallelujah.
Doesn't create junk.
Amen.
Now, Satan will take God's people and he'll stick them in a junkyard and he'll write junk all over them. But God knows his people. He knows his people, and they could be hid out there in that junkyard and he'll say, "Wait a minute, whoa, 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 that's mine. Let's reclaim that. I'm going to redeem that. I bought and paid for that. That's mine. I paid with my blood. You can't have it. I want it back. I'm taking it with me. It's coming with me. It's mine." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then the Lord God takes Holy Ghost polish. Takes Holy Ghost polish and he begins to polish it. And rub it. And gets all that old ugly stuff off. And when it comes out of there, it's clean. It's precious. It's beautiful. And it's made to praise God. It's created to praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to sing hallelujah. I want to praise the Lord in song. Hallelujah. One of the greatest things that I know is that when I get there, he's going to fix my voice. He may fix it before I get there. Some of you would say praise God if he did. But I know when I'm there, he'll fix it. Amen. You love the Lord, say praise God.
Praise God.
Aren't you singing yet? I was praying last night after the service, and the Lord began to quicken things to me. He brought back to remembrance Genesis 1, verse 1, in the beginning. God created the heaven and the earth. God didn't create an imperfect earth. He created a perfect earth. He created an earth without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle. He created an earth where Lucifer was the archangel that covered the throne of God. And Lucifer came down and would present the oracles of God to the people on that earth. But Lucifer puffed himself up and would be God, and he would be higher than God. And God cast Lucifer and one third of the angels down upon that earth and destroyed him. And I used to wonder, Lord, why didn't you kill him? Why didn't you kill him? If you'd have killed him, we wouldn't have the problems we have. Adam would have never fallen. Eve would have never been deceived. We'd never had the flood of Noah. And you wouldn't have had to die. Why didn't you kill him? And the Lord spoke to me and said, because it wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't have been fair. I could not do righteously that which I had not created. Because God had not created death. He said, that's why I put the tree in the center of the garden. The tree of knowledge between good and evil. And that's why I told my man Adam that if he ate of that tree, death would be created. I gave Adam a choice. I gave him a choice of life with the tree of life. I gave him a choice of death with the tree of knowledge. He could trust me and have everlasting life. Or he could trust himself and have death. Do you hear what I'm saying? He could trust me and have life. Or he could trust himself and have death. Adam chose death. And because Adam chose death, death came on all of God's creation. From the moment Adam bit into the fruit of the tree of knowledge between good and evil, the law of thermodynamics was put together and everything began to go into corruption from that point on. But God gave a promise. He gave a promise in Genesis 3:15. He said to that serpent, I will put enmity. I will put enmity between thy seed and her seed, and he shall bruise thy head. Thou shalt bruise his heel. How many know God is good? Do you know God is good? Because I tell you, God has kept his word and is keeping his word. Jesus Christ, God himself, came down out of heaven, made himself lower than the angels, made himself to become a man, made himself of no reputation, made himself like you and like me, subject to temptation, subject to sin in all ways, but he kept himself pure. Amen. Kept himself pure through his knowledge of God and through his Spirit of God. And Jesus died on that cross and became a sin. He became all sin. He was made to be sin for us. And then he descended down into the lower parts of the earth, the word says, and he defeated Satan right there. Took the keys away from sin. I've got you. Get down there and give me those keys. I want them back. I've got them. They're my people. You ain't holding my people in bondage no more. You ain't keeping them down no more. I'm taking them back. I'm going to take them back. I got the keys. John the Revelator turned to see the voice. Turned to see the voice. And let me tell you, it was the same voice that was in the Garden of Eden. Now listen, it says that Adam and Eve hid themselves when they heard the voice of the Lord God walking. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking. John the Revelator turned to see the voice that was talking. It the same voice walking was talking. And that voice was Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. That voice was none other than Jesus Himself. It's Jesus Himself. He went down there into hell and he said, Satan, gotcha. Gotcha. Give me them keys. Then he went over there, Abraham's bosom, paradise. Said, Abe, good news. Good news. I got the key. You ain't got to stay here no more. We're going to put a out of order sign on this place. I'm letting you all go, and you're going back with me. The Word of God says that when Jesus was resurrected, the saints and the believers that had died, all the graves opened up and the believers of God came out. Man, the grave could no longer hold them because King Jesus had the keys of hell and death. And King Jesus was going back to His Father's throne. And King Jesus took all His people with Him. And my Bible says He's coming back. He's going to come back. He's going to come back. And I'm going with Him. Hallelujah. Oh, if you love Him, praise God. I'm going with Him. I'm going to go with Him because my God is powerful. My God is able. My God has power to cleanse this old rag of a body. My God is able to change this old corrupt mind. My God is able to take that old hard heart that beats in my chest and make a heart of flesh out of it. My God is able to give me all things new in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you what, it gets better than that. It gets better than that. Oh, last night we had a vision. Last night was a great night. Last night we saw Holy Jerusalem come down. Last night we saw the city of God. Last night we just sang with the angels. Last night we stood around the throne and praised Him. But tonight, I got news for you. King Jesus said, I got something better for you tonight. I got something better for you tonight. And I found it. I found it because He said in Romans chapter 16, He said, the God of peace, the God of peace will shortly bruise Satan's head under your feet. Hallelujah! Under your feet. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I said, praise God. My God, that's something to get excited about. That's something to want to dance about. Hallelujah. My God said to Satan in that desert, in that garden, He said that seed is going to kill you. That seed is going to bruise your head. He said that seed is going to nail you down. He said that seed is going to hurt your face. He said it's going to make a mess out of you. And then God turned around and said, but I'm going to let my church join in. They're going to get the stomp too.
Hallelujah.
They're going to stomp on that head too. Oh, glory to God. It can't get no better. It can't get no better. If it got any better, I'd be raptured right now. I can't get no better.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God, He is great.
Amen.
Oh, my God, He is wonderful. Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
He's not just going to stomp Him in the ground. He's not going to just stomp old Satan on the head. He says, the God of peace. That's the God of peace.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you. That's not the peace of I feel good. That ain't the peace He's talking about. He's talking about the God of peace that stops the war between you and Him.
Amen.
That's the God of peace. And the peace treaty and the price of that peace was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the price of the peace. And the God of that peace of Jesus Christ dying on a cross for us, turned around and said, I'm going to let my church take a kick at him too. I'm going to, before long, I'm going to have Satan's head bruised under your feet. Hallelujah. Lord God, I'm hanging on to that. Lord God, I'm hanging on to that. And you know what? I'm going to practice. I'm going to practice. You know why? Because Jesus said what we could do right now. He says, I give you now power over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing can so much as hurt you. I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Hallelujah. I can practice now on his demons. I can practice on his demons, and I can practice on his fallen angels. And when that day comes, that great and mighty day of the Lord, that terrible day of the Lord, when the great King Jesus comes with the fire coming out of his eye sockets and the flaming sword coming out of his mouth, and old Satan looks at that and he's scared to death almost. He's going to find out what death really is, Paul. Then God Almighty says, okay, guys, I'll hold him for you. You stomp him. I'll hold it for you. You stomp him. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise you.
It'd be like Brother Paul here. It'd be like Brother Paul coming up here and saying, praise God. If you don't praise the Lord, I'm going to sit on you. Now, I'll tell you what. You'd start praising the Lord real quick. You wouldn't even have to be a believer in Jesus Christ. You just start praising the Lord to keep him from sitting on you. Amen. Praise the Lord, it's the truth. I know if he would have climbed that tent pole and say he was going to jump on me, I'd do anything he said. I'd do anything he said. I'd praise the Lord. I'd shout and I'd pray hard and fast and furiously and continuously. Because if he landed, I'd either be delivered from the Lord or I'd be with him. There'd be no middle ground. And I'll tell you, when God grabs hold of Satan, and he's going to hold him on that ground, he's going to say, now you just sit right there. Okay, children. Now I got the first blow. I got him softened up for you. Now you come and join me. Let's get rid of him. Let's get rid of that devil. And he'll never be again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I never heard or saw anything like that in my life. The Lord was just showing it to me. And I was just seeing the children of God, the saints of God, coming down as the body of Christ. The body of Christ. And the body of Christ stomped the devil his final blow. And he was cast into the lake of fire. Oh, hallelujah. And sin and death were cast into the lake with it. And all that was left was that precious tree of life. His name is Jesus. 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 There's no higher name. There's no greater name. There's no more perfect name than Jesus. And the Lord God is sending a wind. He is sending a wind because we are in the latter ages, the latter days of this age, of the church age. There are some that would laugh. There are some that would scoff. But they laughed and scoffed at Noah, the one righteous man whom God was able to find on this earth. They laughed at him and they scoffed at him. But he built that boat for God and took his family out. Hallelujah. Noah stood as Jesus. Because as Noah's family was obedient to Noah, he was able to save them. And the children of God that are obedient to Jesus, he is able to save them. My Bible says that to as many as believed on him, gave he them power to become the sons of God. To as many as believed on him, gave he power to believe. Is that what it says?
No.
No. See, he caught you. To become the sons of God. Become. To become. To become. Be ye perfect, even as I am perfect, saith the Lord. And there are a lot of these people out here today that would say, oh, but no man can be perfect. Oh, only Jesus was ever perfect. Then why would God command something impossible? Now, I don't know about you, but somebody's telling a fib here. Somebody said, Lord, you're confused now, God. I mean, you know, you must be confused. You know, you can't do, we can't be perfect. Wait a minute. Let me see if I got this right. In the beginning, God created us. He created man perfect. Now, if you take away that which makes him imperfect, what do you got?
Perfect.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I have a glass of milk. And I have a glass of poison. Is the milk perfect? Amen. As long as it's pure milk. If I pour the poison in the milk, now the milk is no longer perfect. It's poison. See, that's what Satan did to us. He poured a lie into us. He poisoned us. And we began to die. But you know what? God can take the poison out. God can take the poison out. What was it Paul said? That in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, taking heed of seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. And again, in latter days, perilous times shall come. Perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own heart. And he goes on with a long list. Amen. And what does it say? They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. There is power in godliness. There is power in godliness. And godliness is simple. Godliness is so simple. Oh, we preachers try to make it difficult sometimes. We try to make it real lofty and, you know, you've got to have all kinds of degrees and all to understand the mysteries of God. The truth of the matter is, God made the mysteries understandable because he wrote them in our book. He wrote them in our book and said, read it, you'll understand it. As long as you let him be God. You see, throw that old tree of knowledge away. Throw that old tree of knowledge. Just take King Jesus. Amen. Just eat of that sweet fruit of Jesus. That sweet bread of heaven that came down to feed us. Just eat that bread. Forget all this other stuff. Eat the bread. Eat the bread. The Word. The Word. But the thing about holiness and the thing about godliness is simple. To be godly is to believe God. That's it. To be godly is to believe God. And to be perfect as God is perfect is to believe God as perfectly as he believes himself. To be perfect as God is perfect is to believe God as perfectly as he believes himself. Was there any doubt in God's heart? Was there any doubt in God's mind when he said, let there be light? Then the true child of God who has learned to become perfect, who has learned to take the power of God and become perfect is the child who learns to believe God with no doubt.
Amen.
No doubt. No unbelief. Have I obtained that? No. Am I working for it? Yes, I am.
Amen.
And I'm not going to accept anything but that perfect faith. That perfect faith that God Almighty says that he has given us the power to have. The power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord.
Praise you,
somebody
Jesus.
Say, thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Ricky, sing me a song, son. I want to sing to the Lord. I want to praise His name. I figure if it's going to be hot in this tent and I'm going to sweat, I might as well do some exercise and dance a little bit or something. I don't know. Praise
when
God.
The Spirit of the Lord moves
yeah, that's
in
a good one.
My heart, I will sing like David sang.
Yeah. Go ahead.
When the Spirit of the Lord moves in my heart, I will sing like David sang.
Yeah.